Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records. Tonight, not one, but two full hours of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we've got rapidly rotating records about Eskimos, elevators, pheasants, weddings, honeymoons, and even-toed ungulates. Camels. Yes, camels. We'll also celebrate some birthdays and listen to this past week in recording history. I'm very proud and happy that today is my 35th winning anniversary. Now, before you say, well, what in the world are you doing in the KISL studio tonight then? My wife and I had a very nice romantic dinner at Mr. Stock's in Anaheim last night, and she's gotten a whole series of anniversary presents. So it's okay. Now, there aren't a lot of vintage songs about anniversaries, but there are plenty about weddings and marriage. So here from my lovely wife Rita for putting up with me for better than a third of a century is a set of rapidly rotating records about weddings, beginning with the Rhythmic Eight.
Thank you. your dream is mating season. You've never seen a scene so pleasing when you see the wedding of the birds. Little Blue Jay and Mr. Swallow showing the way for all to follow, just to see the wedding of the birds. Little Miss Whippoorwill will give everyone a thrill when she says yes, I will, to all parts and crows. After the ceremony's over, all of the birds will feed in clover. What a time at the wedding of the birds.
On the day you change your name, I'll be smiling, but I'll be blue with the thought that someone else is getting you. I fall asleep and then I wake up with a start, realizing someone else has won your heart. Yeah, but I'll be there, yeah. I'll dance at your wedding, it's all right. But I doubt if I'll ever be the same. Some other cat has won your heart. Yeah, I'll be there. Sure, I'm gonna dance at your wedding. Yes, but I'll never, never be the same. Go on, get mad again.
Sunday suits, the lion and elephant in patent boots at the old-time wedding in the Ark. Well-groomed and well-behaved, the hippopotamus and walrus shaved at the old-time wedding in the Ark. Miss Chimpanzee, bride-to-be, clinging to the altar rail, said obey right away, started to climb the social scale, and oh, how the wedding march was played by pelicans as stiff as starch at the old-time wedding in the Ark.
I've been married for quite a while, but not long enough to have had a wedding in the Ark. That was Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks with the vocal by Tom Stacks and The Wedding in the Ark from December 4th, 1930. I haven't even been married long enough to have had Fats Waller dance at my wedding. That was Fats and His Rhythm on October 13th, 1938. They were preceded by Paul's Novelty Orchestra with The Wedding of the Birds. We know that the vocalist on that Champion 78 waxed around September 19th of 1930 was Frank Luther, but not exactly who the Paul in Paul's Novelty Orchestra was. Could have been Eddie Paul or Paul Davin, and the name Paul's Novelty Orchestra was even used for Lawrence Welk on the Lyric label. And we know that The Wedding of the Birds was written by Henry Tobias, Harry Tobias, and Charlie Kisko. We began that wedding set with The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be, from November 9, 1928. What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be was written by Irving Cale, Francis Wheeler, and Sammy Fain. I had a wonderful wedding 35 years ago, and 35 wonderful years since. Happy anniversary, Rita. I love you. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Now, what usually follows a wedding is a honeymoon, so here's a set of rapidly rotating records about honeymoons, beginning with Harry Roy.
Throwing rice and kisses soon. What a spot for you and I to spoon on a sky-high honeymoon. Way up there in the air, we will find the weather always June, and the time and place is opportune for a sky-high honeymoon. Where clouds are hidden, we'll hang a sign. All clouds forbidden, 'cause it's honeymoon time. All aboard, love's reward, we'll get when the angels start a croon. Boo-boo-boo-boo, lullabies that we'll be learning soon on a sky-high honeymoon.
To the jingle of a wedding bell. How about a little reservation at the honeymoon hotel? Honeymooning's gonna be my hobby. Don't you think a honeymoon is swell? Wait until we walk into the lobby of the honeymoon hotel. Cupid is the night clerk, neath the stars above. He just loves his night work, and we just love to love. Oh, I'm a mister looking for a missus. As a missus, you'll do very well. Bring along your things and all your kisses to the honeymoon hotel. Thank you.
My wife and I spent our honeymoon in Los Angeles and Palm Springs, but that was the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra with a little more exotic destination, Shanghai Honeymoon, from August of 1927. The vocalist there was Henry Bubbles Reber. The Wisconsin Roof was a ballroom located atop the Wisconsin Theater in Milwaukee and was operated by George Devine. George's brother Tom operated another roof, the Indiana Roof, in Indianapolis. Before that was the San Francisco Sound of Art Hickman's Orchestra with Honeymoon Home, written by Alma Sanders. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Monte Carlo. Honeymoon Home was preceded by Dubin and Warren's Honeymoon Hotel. That was Frank Luther vocalizing once again with Leo Reisman and his orchestra on September 6, 1933. We began with Harry Roy and his orchestra and Sky High Honeymoon, recorded July 20, 1936. Sky High Honeymoon was written by Jack Meskell and Cyril Ray. My wife and I had pretty much of a Sky High Honeymoon at the Bonaventure Hotel in downtown Los Angeles, which at the time was one of the tallest and most unusual buildings in the city with its four interlocking circular towers. Now you can barely see it amongst all the other high-rises in downtown L.A.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
We try to be upbeat and positive on this show and have a can-do attitude, but here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about some people who just couldn't do some things. Here's Ruby Bloom and his Bayou Boys.
Thank you. I just had to fall in love with you. I couldn't help it when I looked into those eyes of blue. I never thought that I should ever feel this way. But from the start, you took my breath away. What more could I say? I couldn't help it, I just had to take you in my arms. I couldn't help it, how could anyone resist your charms? So please don't blame me, won't you tell a fella what to do, dear? I couldn't help it, I just had to fall for you.
Thank you. I wanted to, I wouldn't if I could. Maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should be good when I'm away from you. Say I'm not meeting and I'm not cheating. I'm not double crossing, that's no applesauce, and I'm true when I'm away from you. Oh, you might go here, you might go there, looking for a brand new thrill. But I stay home, I never roam, cause I feel I got something real. I couldn't if I wanted to, I wouldn't if I could. Now maybe I shouldn't, and maybe I should be good when I'm away from you. And if I could, say maybe I shouldn't, and maybe I should be good when I'm away from you.
Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang, with Irving Mills providing the vocal and possibly playing violin on I Couldn't If I Wanted To, Wouldn't If I Could, from October 16, 1928. I Couldn't If I Wanted To was written by Irving Mills and Jack Palmer and was preceded by Harold Ortley and his Ohio State Collegians, and I couldn't get to it in time. The vocalist on that recording, made around February 19, 1925 in Cleveland, Ohio, was Clarence Buck, who played banjo in the band, which made just two sides. I Couldn't Get to It in Time was written by Wendell Hall, who also brought us It Struck My Funny Bone, We're Gonna Have Weather, Weather or Not, and, that's right, It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo', No Mo'. Before that, it was Billy Maron and his Commanders, with Billy doing double duty, directing and providing the vocal on I Couldn't Help It. That British Crown 78 was recorded December 12, 1936. We started off with Ruby Bloom and his Bayou Boys, with Roy Evans vocalizing on Bessie Couldn't Help It, from April 9, 1930. Bessie Couldn't Help It was written by Charles A. Beha, Hoagie Carmichael, Jock Richmond, and Byron H. Warner. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Sometimes I'll have what sounds like an interesting topic and just not be able to find enough records to make a whole segment out of it. That happened a couple of times this week, so for this segment, I've combined two topics, elevators and pheasants. Here's Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra.
Thank you. I hear it night and day. It seems to whisper more tenderly, you must be on your way. I'm going back, without a doubt, where my heart belongs. The land that chosen sings about in all its mammy songs. Now, don't plan a night long, your banjo's ring in my ear, and I can hear the call of the sound. Happy when I open the gate, I'll see my sweetie there, she promised away. And then when I deliver a kiss, I'm gonna give her troubles round way down in the Swanee River now. Now, I won't go back to somebody I've met. I can't resist the call of the sound. Why, I can't pick up that Joe and his old banjo. Come on, Joe, just play me that tune. And the little quartet, I can hear it yet, singing by the silvery moon. Oh, I ain't got a thing to pack. Would you believe it when I tell you I don't even own the coat that's on my back? Yet nobody's gonna hold me. Get out of my way, I'm going down.
Going up, step to the rear of the car, please. Ground floor to the top floor, titivating all day long. From the top floor to the ground floor, while I sing this little song. Going up, now mind the doors, lively please and call your floors. I'm Dan, the elevator man.
Great floor, please.
Just like women's skirts and gowns, I have all my ups and downs. I'm Dan, the elevator man.
I said the third floor.
If I ever go to heaven, let me climb the golden stair. It will never seem like heaven if there's any elevators there. Girls all call me daddy too, 'cause I bring him up, says you. I'm Dan, the elevator man.
Where you take me, to the roof?
First floor, children's toys. See those grown-ups, what a noise. Second floor, antiques. Gee, are they what they're cracked up to be? Third floor, rubber heels. No, football coaches have no wheels. Fourth floor, no man's land. Lingerie, you understand. Stories, 'cause they know they'll get the drift. All they tell me hard luck stories, and they know they'll always get a lift. Main floor, all out, please.
What's wrong now?
Why, you ain't nothing but a low-down loafer.
Stop that.
When I get in your car, you keep getting so bold. Believe me, butter, someday I'm gonna get you told.
Now, look here.
What is it?
Miss Switchboard Operator, I done found out that you ain't nothing but a real man-hater. Why in the world don't you tend to your own phone?
What do you mean?
And let a hard working man alone.
Say, listen, Elevated Papa.
Yeah.
Seem like you always want to go down.
Now look at here, Switchboard Mama. You got the bummest connection in town.
Is that so?
Use one operator that's hard to get. I whacked at your receiver until I'm all upset.
Why, before you use your lever, you should close the door. With me, you always get stuck between the floors.
Now, Switchboard Mama.
What is it?
Switchboard Mama, I don't see how in the world that you getting by.
Is that so?
I put a nickel in your slop, and it rained all night.
Well, I'm not to blame, butter, if you didn't put in right. Elevated Papa.
Look here, Switchboard Mama. Your service doesn't satisfy.
Is that so?
Now, Sue, your switchboard's been out of order ever since way last spring.
Uh-huh.
Tell the truth, you ought to get somebody to fix that thing. 'Cause every time I plug it up, your trunk line falls, and you give no satisfaction on your long-distance call. I done told you about it half a dozen times before. Your receiver's worn out, and it doesn't work anymore. Now your buzz is old and doesn't buzz like it should, and I can't use your mouthpiece, 'cause that ain't no good.
Well, I'm gonna tell a superintendent just what you do.
What who do?
Why, you couldn't run his elevator if he knew.
If he knew what?
Why, you waste a lot of power when I get inside.
Uh-huh.
'Cause you keep going up and down each time I ride.
Is that so?
Why, you get so excited. You don't know which is which.
Uh-huh.
Instead of pulling your lever, then you throw off your switch. Why, you take me to the basement, and if I should squawk, why, you put me out and tell me, go ahead on, old broad, you got to walk.
Is that so?
Why, Elevated Papa?
Look here, Switchboard Mama.
Well, now your service doesn't satisfy, no sir.
Well, now get your minds out of the gutter. Sometimes an elevator is just an elevator, and a switchboard is just a switchboard. That was the husband and wife team of Jody Edwards and Susie Edwards, born Susie Hawthorne, better known as Butter Beans and Susie, and the mildly salacious Elevator Papa Switchboard Mama from 1930. They had been touring with another husband and wife comedy team known as String Beans and Sweetie May, and when String Beans died, the booking agent asked Edwards to take the stage name of Butter Beans and to take over the act. Their vaudeville act consisted of song and dance numbers and comedy routines centered around marital quarrels. Before that was Harry Reeser's Six Jumping Jacks once again and Dan the Elevator Man. Of course, you recognize the vocalist on that March 20th, 1930 recording as Tom Stax. Dan the Elevator Man was preceded by the vocal duo of Charles Forsythe and James Kelly, with Walter Anderson and his Golden Pheasant Hoodlums and Call of the South, recorded in St. Paul, Minnesota on October 22, 1927. Call of the South was written by Irving Berlin. In this case, Golden Pheasant referred to the Golden Pheasant Cafe on 6th Street in Minneapolis, but we started the set with Austin Wiley's Golden Pheasant Orchestra and If You Believe in Me. Austin Wiley's was a territory band based in Cleveland, Ohio, but they also broadcast on national radio. That Golden Pheasant referred to the Golden Pheasant in Cleveland, and If You Believe in Me was written by Phil Spitalny.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We're running a little ahead of schedule, so we've got time for one more for this first hour of this special two-hour edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra. Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and Chirp Chirp. Chirp Chirp was composed by Joseph Meyer and Philip Cherig and is from the show That's a Good Girl, which was also a 1933 movie starring Jack Buchanan. Scottish stage and film actor, singer, producer, and director Walter John Buchanan was born April 2, 1891, and portrayed the quintessential debonair Englishman.